USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas has caused 20 deaths. 26 people are injured. Mayor Dee Margo.
We will remember their lives and honor their memories together. Our community will not be defined by this senseless, evil act of violence.
Many people are worried and looking for their loved ones. This man is looking for his elderly mother. He said he was on the phone with her right before the shooting.
And we haven't seen or heard from her since. And she's not in any of the hospitals, so.
I want to just find my mom. Somebody needs to tell me where she is. I want to know if she's dead or alive or if she's still in Walmart.
Police say it was a singular shooter. The 21-year-old man had a manifesto which they believe may have been written by the killer. It denounces the rising Hispanic population in Texas. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump is back to looking for a new top spy chief. His first choice, Texas Congressman John Radcliffe, is now out of consideration. Apparently, the next person in consideration, the current Assistant Director for National Intelligence.
Sue Gordon is there now, and I like her very much. I've always liked Sue Gordon.
The president told reporters he might name Gordon as Acting Director of National Intelligence after his first choice, John Radcliffe, decided to drop out.
But I read things that were just unfair. And he's just too good. He doesn't deserve it.
There have been reports that Gordon was being blocked by the administration from assuming the acting DNI position. The July jobs report is out. The government is reporting on hiring and unemployment for last month, saying 164,000 jobs were added. The jobless rate remains unchanged. Fear of an escalating trade war with China spooked the financial markets on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A brand new California law is aiming to reduce head injuries among young people playing football. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signing the law that limits full contact practices to just 30 minutes twice a week for youth football teams, and it bans full contact practice during the off season for them. The law also requires that a medical professional be present for all games and that a person attend all practices who has the authority to remove injured players. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump has threatened to impose additional tariffs on Chinese goods and services, effective September 1st. John Clemens reports.
The new tariffs will impose an additional 10% on roughly $300 billion in Chinese imports beginning the 1st of next month. Mr. Trump has been described as frustrated over Beijing's lack of any new offers to rein in policies that amount to the widespread theft of U.S. technologies and intellectual property.
We can't just go and make an even deal with China. We have to make a much better deal with China because right now they have a very unfair playing field, and I'm turning it around.
Mr. Trump added that American consumers will not suffer a negative impact if the new tariffs are imposed.
The tariffs are not being paid for by our people. It's being paid for by China.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.